with Patrick Woodward.
Welcome to the Worthing Podcast. I'm Patrick Woodward, and today we're talking rubbish. Now, don't go away. To be more precise, recycling and reusing the stuff that we might once have thought of as rubbish. From the 50-year-old bed to the wonky chair, that old radio with the broken aerial, your late grandma's tea set, you know what I mean. At one time, we might have thrown those things away, but now most of us think, can I get this mended? Can I recycle it? Or where's the nearest charity shop? So today we find out about two local projects which aim to help us repair, reuse and recycle. First off, repair. Worthing has its own repair cafe, which has been going since 2018. You can bring those broken things and volunteers will fix them, and even teach you to fix things as well. My colleague Solveig met up with one of the founders, Pauline Corey. She started by asking Pauline what kinds of things they can repair.
It has to be something you can walk through the door with. Mm-hmm. So not washing machines or cars or great big TVs or anything like that. It's got to be portable. And our repairers only have an hour in which to complete the repair. So we don't do antiques. We don't do anything really that is very, very specialist, because there are plenty of people around who do those kinds of things. And we do stuff that's kind of ordinary everyday items, you know, that people have in their homes.
So things like microwaves and toasters?
We do microwaves, but again, they need to be, you know, they don't need to be gigantic, because some microwaves are pretty big. So a small domestic microwave, yeah. We'll do that. Toasters, kettles, irons, radios, DVD players, computers, laptops, iPads, all that kind of electronic stuff that you have in your home. And things, once upon a time, an iron would have been, well, my husband has repaired our iron about three or four times now. We've had it for at least 30 years, our iron. You can't do that these days.
You find that a lot of things, like, do you find that manufacturers have, you hear about built-in
planned obsolescence
and things just expire? So is it difficult to rebuild or fix things, do you find?
Yeah. Anything that's of that generation of items. Old stuff is usually very easy and straightforward to fix. You know, my husband doesn't do electronics, can fix things like that. But the new generation of stuff, like an iron, is a very complex thing to repair these days. First of all, with a lot of them, you can't even get the casing off because they're built not to be repaired. So sometimes it can take an hour just to get the casing off. And then, you know, to see what's going on inside, whether it's a broken wire or something that's come apart or whatever. So that's the tricky bit, is getting things apart because they are specifically designed not to be repaired.
What sort of motivated you to start that initiative?
We've always encouraged people to repair things because it's part of the whole transition thing. It's about, we have very precious resources on this planet, and what we try and do is minimize consumerism. We try and get people to repair rather than reuse rather than throwing things away, and so we've always done that. It's always been part of our ethos.
Who actually does the repair, and sort of do they have to have any qualifications or?
Okay, because of the way it's run, it's a bit like your dad, your grandpa, your uncle, your neighbour, your friend saying to you, you say to them, such and such is broken, and they say, oh, let me have a look at it. I'll see if I can see what's wrong with it, and if I know how to fix it, then I will. But if I don't, then I can point you, signpost you towards what you need to do, who you need to go to, or what's needed, whether there's a new part needed or whatever. So it's a bit like that. So all of our repairers are actually extremely experienced at what they do. Everybody's a volunteer. Everybody comes along and gives their advice and shares their knowledge. So what the Repair Cafe is about is you bring something along and we help you and guide you towards its repair. So we encourage people to help with the repair, particularly if it's something like sewing. We encourage people to learn how to use a sewing machine, how to hand stitch. If it's a fairly simple, straightforward repair, we will get the person involved with that. If it's something like a computer, then obviously you can't.
Mm. So that's good. You actually get people to, you actually teach people how to fix things themselves.
We try to
make it more sustainable then as well.
Yeah, we try to. And what we encourage people is to give it a go.
So how many volunteers? Do you have a lot of volunteers?
We try and have 7 electrical stroke electronics mechanical type engineers who all happen to be men at the moment. And then we have, because of the space, we have 2 ladies doing sewing. And I say ladies, we haven't got any men in our team that do sewing. it's just everybody who comes forward and volunteers to do these things. It seems to have ended up splitting into 2 clear camps, although we did have a lady electrician working with us at one stage.
How is this funded?
Well, our volunteers give up their free time, but we're not a charity and we get very little external funding. So it's funded by donations from our customers. So we just ask people to give what they can afford and what they think that repair is worth.
Pauline Corey from Worthing Repair Cafe talking to Solvay. You'll find the Repair Cafe at the Quaker Meeting House, 34 Mill Road, Worthing, on the last Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. The Repair Cafe is part of Transition Town Worthing, or TTW, which is a group dedicated to reducing CO2 and creating a more sustainable community. But advanced booking is essential, and you can do that at www.ttworthing.org.
News and views of Worthing, the Worthing podcast.
Now, if your stuff can't be fixed, what can you do? Well, a new venture by West Sussex County Council has recently opened at Worthing Household Recycling Centre, otherwise known to you and me as Worthing Tip. It's a reused shop where you can find an Aladdin's cave of things to browse and buy, and you can donate good stuff you no longer need. Money raised from sales goes towards grants for community projects. I went along and spoke to Gareth Rowlings, Head of Waste Services at West Sussex County Council. He explained that you can visit the shop at the tip to donate, and the team also looks at what's been dumped and see if they can resell it.
Yeah, so we'll go through and we'll try and rescue items as we can. It's obviously not always possible, but we do try and go through items just to sort of make sure that there is no hazardous materials in the site, such as gas canisters, batteries and chemicals and stuff like that, because obviously they're quite serious, have good serious repercussions at end facilities. And if we come across anything that looks like it could potentially be used in the shop, we'll put it aside and have a look and see if we can bring it down here and put it on the shelves.
Right. So we're in here. It's basically a kind of a big shipping container. tell me the kind of stuff that we've got. Kind of describe some of your stock to me.
It is so wide ranging. So we're currently looking at some rather large 2-foot high glasses. Which are absolutely large. And the same for some, I would say, German-style beer beer mugs with a couple of pints in, a cuddly toy, which obviously everyone loves a good cuddly toy. But then we've got quite a lot of tools. The amount of tools that comes through our sites is absolutely ginormous. So tools that you would use in a garage or something last for years. Someone's doing a garage clear out, we end up with quite a few tools coming through. The same with garden stuff. And then even further afield, pictures, paintings, plates, bowls, puzzles, magazines, annuals.
So there's a whole range of things. But people donate this. People don't sell the stuff to the shop.
No, it's donated because they were coming to the site anyway to dispose of it. So obviously they had already maybe looked at other options like, you know, using the charity shop first or doing some reuse themselves. We would always encourage people, if they can, to look at their local charity shops, advertise on Facebook Marketplace, or look, you know, if they've got friends who might be looking for a table, say, you know, try and maybe get rid of it that way and keep it in circulation longer. But we always would like to say that, you know, when you actually come to the waste site, it should be like the last resort. That's not always ideal. If you're clearing out a whole house, for example, because a family member's unfortunately passed away, you really probably haven't got time to sit there, go through all of the items and try and reuse all of them. So they end up coming to the site. So
you're selling stuff. Is this a bit of a sort of a money-making venture for the council?
I hope not, because the money we generate is relatively small. So what we've done with the money from Billingshurst is we have reinvested that into a community grant fund. That's actually open now for bidding. There's really lots of information available on our website, but we're looking to sponsor up to 10 community groups to deliver sort of a program going forward. The plan is, with any additional money we make between sort of now and going forward, is that it's used to pay for the shop staff. You know, we've bought this container, that's fine. We're quite happy to deal with that. But in terms of like the person who works here, they're not a volunteer. They, you know, we need to have someone here that can be here all the time, not someone that someday will be here and someday won't. And then any profit that we make on top is going to be basically put back into the community and using different grant funds.
Gareth Rowlings, Head of Waste Services at West Sussex County Council. I also met Katie, who you'll meet when you'll visit the reuse shop. She's called the shopkeeper, and it's her job to set out the displays, make sure it looks good, and help you find what you need. She told me what happens day to day.
Okay, so mostly people are just wandering in to see what there is, see what it's all about, because they've heard about it on the radio or in the paper.
Or on the podcast.
Yeah, on the podcast. So they come and they have a chat, and sometimes people are looking for a specific thing.
How important is it to you that the whole business about recycling, obviously it's a big deal for West Sussex County Council, reusing things, recycling, the reason they've set this up. Can you see the value in that? Is it important to you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very me. This is what my friends say. This job's perfect for me. I like to be doing my bit, keep all this treasure out of landfill. These beautiful pieces of furniture, just go and get chipped, and it's such a waste.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm doing my bit. The customers are doing their bit. We're all doing our bit.
Okay. And if somebody wants to come, what are the opening hours? When are you here?
So the shop is open Friday to Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday is my weekend. If the site's open, the shop's open.
That's Katie. So what is West Sussex's view of waste and recycling? Gareth again.
So we spend a lot of taxpayers' money on waste. We tend to refer to ourselves as the recycling and waste team rather than what has historically been called the waste team. But all of these sites, around 74% of the waste minimum that comes in here is recycled.
Right.
So that's things like soil, hardcore metals, but a lot of that waste is then recycled. So for us, recycling is always the cheapest way of dealing with the material that has to be disposed of. We know there's lots of benefits to reuse in terms of sort of keeping what we would call valuable resources in the chain longer. So when we're making new products, it's better to use a recycled material rather than a new virgin material. But if we can just keep the items we've got in circulation for a much longer time, it sort of minimises costs, minimises emissions, but it also does help residents out in terms of sort of how they're, you know, when you're buying stuff, actually you're able to make a different decision now and actually look for something that's secondhand rather than always buying brand new. We feel it's very important.
How do you think people in West Sussex do in terms of recycling their stuff and using places like this?
I think they do it very well. The home recycling bin that we have has been in place for quite a long time now. It's very well used, very well established. And I think the all-in-one container that allows all the residents to put all their recycling tools into one bin really helps. We know that the shop at Billingshurst has been a success, even given the fact we've had to try and man it with the site just out of there. This site so far has proved really popular. We've had some really good feedback from it. And I would hope just by sort of looking around the shop, you can sort of maybe get a feel of that sort of the effort that's gone into putting this together and the work that's taking place to try and get good quality stuff that will be sold. And I think also I've also heard like people have sort of been making requests. If anything like that comes up, is there any chance you might be able to rescue something like that, which is great. I mean, residents have historically, when they've come to a site like this to do recycling, to the recycling centre as a visitor, quite often they would say, oh, there's some bricks over there. Is there any chance I can have them?
Right.
There's obviously quite a lot of restrictions around waste that don't really allow us just to say, yes, fine, have the bricks. But that is a big question that residents have asked us. And we're now in a position where, you know, we are, to a degree, able to sort of help and support them to do that and provide the shop for them to use.
Gareth Rowlings. So next time you have a clear out, there are lots of options for disposing of your stuff. And if you're after a bargain, you could spend a happy hour browsing the shelves of the reuse shop. But remember, if you want to donate, you do have to book in advance. That's it from the Worthing Podcast for today. Please remember to like us on Instagram, follow on Facebook, and subscribe where you get your podcasts. You can also find us at worthingpodcast.com. I'll see you again soon.
News and Views of Worthing.
The Worthing Podcast.
With Patrick Woodward.